if you kill someone in the metro, obviously you go to jail, you know, but like the jumping, the like not paying you for your ticket essentially is not illegal. Mm. It's against the rules.
Yeah.
But it's not illegal. It's kind of like going to the movies to watch one movie, walking out, and then going into another theater.
The next one after.
It's they won't call the police for on that. Yeah, you'll never go to court.
It's like
for
if
that.
You pump gas and then you drive off. You know, like.
Well, no, that's theft.
No. But you know who's liable for that? Ooh. The gas station.
Really?
Yeah. And nobody knows this shit.
Prochaine station.
Loki MTL.
Yeah. Like, oh, yell out like this weird, or like their Twitch stream is like connected to like audio.
Yeah.
So like someone could like pay and like just say the N word out loud.
Yeah. Oh, dude, there's this one, bro. There's this one where it's like this guy and he's like, I think he's in like some type of university like conference, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And he walks in and there's like, and like, you know, like I don't know what, there's like 40 people in the room.
Yeah.
I don't know what his setup looks like, but like, you know, people are like looking at him. He probably has like a big rig camera set to his chest.
Yeah, like very like weird. For sure you notice
looking
it,
at him weird. And then, and yeah, so like people can pay to have like words be said. And this person was like, it was like a C4 detonation in 10 minutes, 10, 9. And then like at like 9, people start running.
Yeah.
And like, you know, it's that panic effect. Like you see one person run, everyone starts running.
Yeah.
And then it's like 3, 2, 1, C4 is like explosion. And the guy's just like, he's just standing there. He's like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
And I think like they call the police on the thing.
No way. Yeah.
It's a university and they shut down the university for like alleged terrorist attack or something. It's like some fucking idiot.
Must be making like so much money off of it. That's the only reason I would see like why you would like just keep pushing it.
I think
it's
like, as we said earlier, like some people are just like really comfortable with that. Like,
yeah.
Like being on live stream. And like, I'm not even comfortable watching it, honestly. Like, whenever I'll like, I'll like scroll and like, and I swear to God, every time I see it, it's the end of the world in my head. Cause I'm maybe like my algorithm for like lives is really shit because I never watch them.
Mm-hmm.
But like, it'll often just be like a person staring at their phone. And I'm like,
is there like a lot of people watching?
I don't even go into live. TikTok, and then I don't click.
You don't click into it. Yeah.
But like, and it's just, I'm like, it's the end of the world. Like, it's just two people staring at our phones doing nothing.
Yeah, but person is like just talking to themselves or like choosing what they want to answer.
Yeah.
While people are commenting and they're like technically in a room just like on their own.
Yeah, on their own. And like, I'm like, I'm the same. I'm like in my bedroom on my phone. Woke up. And sometimes I'll look at it for like a couple seconds. I'm like, dude, this is the end of humanity. It's like you're on your phone, like just dead ass, nothing's going on. Just looking at the screen and I'm doing the same. And how long is it going to last?
Like, why are you just
like, why am I here? Why am I here? Why are you doing this?
Yeah, like, we have like, I guess just like a, the technology allows us to do this now.
Yeah, but we're like, idiots, what do we man. Do? Yeah. We're stupid with the technology. There's so much like, anyway, like, you know, like, obviously we use this technology, this form of technology is used for like Netflix, Zoom.
There's a lot of benefits, but like you said, like the whole NPC character thing, like,
dude, that,
What does that like show in like, why do people, like, why is this working? To me, it's more like, because you have control over this like human.
Yeah.
And you know that it's like a real human.
Yeah. And like, ice cream. But it's like, why? Like, why?
And like, how many of that is like little kids with like the bank account of their parents like connected to their TikTok?
Right, because it costs money, right? Every time you do that.
Yeah. It's like the gifting thing is like it's kind of like crypto or like the currency within the thing. So Facebook's trying to do that too. They're trying to create their like Facebook currency. So when you're doing like, when you're purchasing on Facebook Market, you're using their Facebook currency. And like their long-term vision is more like blockchain. Using like utilizing blockchain, so like you have your own cryptocurrency for your page.
That's crazy. I will never link my bank account to TikTok.
No, fuck that.
I don't link my bank account to any social media, bro. I don't even have like the two-factor.
Imagine if you're like tweeting when you're fucked up. You're just like,
well, I always tweet when I'm fucked up.
I know, but that's what I'm saying. Imagine your bank account's linked to that.
Yeah, I know. Like, no, I don't trust myself. I really don't trust myself.
Trust me. Yeah, same. I know exactly what you're saying.
Like that, but no, that NPC shit is I mean, dude, I'm not even gonna like I don't ever like give people hate. I will tell you to your face, I think that's fucking cringy, but like if you're making money, shout out.
But that's the problem.
That's what
people accept it, because they're like, oh, but if you're making money, like I respect that. But like, what is that? Yeah,
because money makes the world go round, bro.
Like, exactly. But what does that mean though? Like, if that's like the reason why it's justifiable, then like, where are we heading?
Exactly. We're heading to a dark place. We've been heading to a dark place, bro, for several hundred, probably since day one, bro.
There's like, you know, there's some like TikTok live streams that's just fully AI.
How?
Like, it's just the whole thing is like an AI generated character, and they're like, it's an AI generated video, and it's this like AI influencer. So it's not like a real person. And these pages are making so much money.
Oh my God. It's the end of the world.
That's what I'm saying. It's weird.
That shit is.
At that point, you don't know what's real, what's not anymore.
Yeah. First of all, that's scary as fuck, right? Because you never know what's real, what's not. Yeah, especially with like the deep fakes and all that shit. You never know what's real. But like, it's sad, bro. And sad is probably like not the perfect way. I think it's sad. Personally, I think it's sad because like, I don't know. Is that like the climax of our entertainment system?
Yeah, because like if we're trying to be more connected, but like in reality we're just becoming more disassociated.
All this technology to be more Zoom, you know, like FaceTime.
Like we're like as humans we're more connected now, but like in reality like we're less connected, like interaction wise.
You know? Yeah, it's like a weird like working backwards.
Yeah. There's an influencer that like was saying how like she, you probably heard about this. This is a girl that basically recreated herself in AI, and she's able to like have conversations with people, like her fans, where they could like text her, like ChatGPT style. But like,
text the ChatGPT kind of, and the ChatGPT responds.
It's like that style of communicating, but you're talking to this influencer, so you feel like you're having a conversation with her, and like the whole like AI is like based off of her personality, and then it also does like voice messages and shit. Okay,
that's so scary.
But it's like a premium membership, so you're paying for this, and like she's not physically doing it, so she just has a bunch of like
she's just banking off it.
But like her thing was like, oh, like this is gonna help like loneliness, and like I'm helping people not feel lonely anymore. But in reality, you're not. You're just like causing like a solution. You're giving like people that are like fucked up and lonely who are gonna get to a place where like they need to force themselves to get out there and like talk to people.
Yeah,
to just be like comfortable alone, because they have like the solutions like that, you
know? Yeah, it's like a short-term solution, like instant gratification.
But it's just funny how like she was like giving herself that the purpose of like, yeah, I'm helping, you know. shut the fuck up.
You're just trying to make money. Like as soon as you do anything on like Instagram, TikTok, anything live, bro, don't think you're helping the world, bro.
Yo, like, yeah, you're like tapping into that like those like men that are like so like not like comfortable or like, like there's so much like psychological things they have to deal with, but like you're like tapping into that, which is like a whole scary ass world.
Yeah,
like those like incels,
involuntary celibates.
Yeah
I know, definitely.
That's the scary part about this, like that part of humanity.
Yeah, you know? And I think it's coming out more and more, you know, we're hearing more about it.
Mm-hmm.
And like, yeah, no, I, yeah, like especially the influencers, and I will say this straight up to the camera, bro. Like, fuck every influencer, every system, bro. Like,
it's just the sound of influencers.
It's just, yeah, you're like, you're selfish, bro. You're really selfish. Like, you're just like,
you could say every influencer is a narcissist.
Probably not. Like, it's like, I find like there's some cool streamers out there. Like I think Aiden Ross is like, looks super cool. I would love to hang out with that guy. You know, I think he has, like, he hangs out with rappers all the time. He has like Quavo. Oh no, that's the other, the Kai Cenat guy.
Yeah. Like, but they're all like in the same, like that ecosystem.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. Like the, like, you know, and I can tell like when someone's like, you know, about the culture, you know, about the music culture. And I think he definitely like, those guys, those people, those guys in like that ecosystem, definitely, like, you know, they make it easier for the fans to like relate and to like be, to like just have like, you know, content of their favorite rappers, and it's fine. But like, anything else, bro? Like, oh, like, especially like the Quebec ones, like the fuck, oh my God, j'ai un nouveau produit, de, like, you know, like, if you're promoting a beauty product, bro,
like influencer marketing,
fuck you, bro. Like, I'm sorry, bro. Like, you're selfish. You're just pimping yourself out.
Yeah.
You're really just a giant billboard.
Yeah, it's funny because like it's like it went from like celebrities doing this shit to like now there's like micro influencers that are like talking about a product.
Yeah,
it's funny because like my job is basically like we have like a whole like inner strategy. Just, there's like a section where we have to like do the whole influencer marketing thing.
Yeah,
and yeah, like when I think about it, I'm like, how much is that really helping? The only thing that it's doing is like you know that you're able to actually buy this product from the store and like it's like a real thing that's gonna get delivered to your house. You know, and
that's just marketing, bro. If you want to do marketing, just do marketing. Just yeah. Do you, bro. Yeah. Be a real person in a real fucking job.
Yeah, yeah.
And work hard, but like, micro influencers.
Because you also have to have like that, the brain of like, oh, these people are going to listen to what I have to say, you know?
Yeah. Like, obviously, like, no hate on that. Like,
no, but like.
If you're spewing shit on the internet and it works from shit, fucking one of them became the president of the United States.
No, yeah, but I mean, there's like a strategy to that of like knowing that you're good looking and like taking advantage of it. That's fine.
Yeah,
but like, yeah.
But like, one friend in particular, she's like slowly starting to be like, "Hey, promoting new products and shit." I'm like, come on.
Yeah. You're like so close to NPC right now.
You're like not too far.
Yeah, like.
Mm-hmm. For like 30 cents, I don't know how much it costs, but like probably not that much, right? And you just be like, hey guys, so I was approached by Sephora and they wanted to collab with me. Save like 10% with the code Apollo.
I love how it looks so cute.
Yeah, I love how it looks. And they don't even fucking use the thing.
I don't know,
just I get what you're trying to do, but like get a job in marketing, bro.
Have more like purpose behind
it. Yeah, or like do it for like your homies, you know, like for someone like you authentically know. But that's different.
Like, when you see like you're somebody supporting a local brand, you're like, okay, sick.
Yeah, that's love, obviously. That's fucking love. But like, you know, the Sephora ones or like, you know, the big corporate, like, oh, you can get at Walmart, bro. Mm-hmm. Fuck Walmart.
Yeah. At least do it like in a comedic way. Like give it some kind of like substance.
Yeah, a piece of you, you know, if it's just like. Like, it's probably scripted, bro. They tell you
100%. Yeah,
it's
100%
scripted. Like, you know, and you're not.
You do typically give a script and, like, they go with that.
You're not helping anyone besides yourself. And even when I say that, besides yourself, like, people like me are going to, like, judge you, honestly. You're just like, dude, what are you? Like, fuck out of here. Like,
yeah. But the reality is, it works for the masses.
Yeah, it does. And
so that's
and
why.
Yeah. It's always the masses.
That's the problem.
It's the problem, but it's also, like, and that's with everything.
Yeah.
It's for the masses, man. It's like you, like, and Banks and Ranks are the first ones that'll tell you, really.
Yeah.
Zach, too, like, the label, too, like, and we'll go back, like, it comes back to labels, but, like, I don't.
A lot of decision makers, right?
Yeah, decision makers. I don't necessarily DJ the music I like a lot of the time.
Yeah.
I'd say, like, 80% of the time, it's music that I don't even have in my Spotify.
For sure. Exactly. But that's what happens when like things get monetized though. Like that's like the whole capitalism fungus, you know. But what's weird is that when that one time you like push against that and like really do what you want and like maybe you don't have the pressures of like being a part of something else, and it like catches, and then you all of a sudden you like created a whole new thing, you know. So like.
Like and other people will catch on to that. Like I read this I think I was having a conversation somewhere, I read it somewhere, this theory how like, you know how Drake had, we always talk about Drake. Drake had a
Drake bro
Drizzy. So his album called the house one, what's it called again, the one with Massive.
I only know like the artwork. I'm really bad with like remembering.
It's like not Her Loss, it's the one before that. But
is it like white with red writing?
I forgot. It's not Certified Lover Boy. It's not her loss. I forget what it's called. But yeah. Everyone knows what I'm talking about. The house one.
What do you mean by the house one?
The one with house music. Oh, yeah, okay. With the song called Massive was on it.
I feel like by the time I find it, you're gonna, the name is going to come to you. Honestly, never mind.
Honestly, never mind. Exactly. Right. So I was having this conversation with someone and they're saying like, apparently Kate Shinoda somewhat influenced him, was part of the influence to make a house album.
Oh, shit.
Because Kate Shinoda has been pushing house music for so long.
The Weeknd too. He's like really.
Well, The Weeknd was always into like, you know, more like,
yeah.
He started off with like more trap beats, you know, with like a Starboy, I believe. Mm-hmm. But yeah, he's always been into like organic, like kind of like house disco, almost like groovy or organic deep music. House even. Yeah, like real instruments, you know, guitar, not like a fucking Ableton trap beat, you know,
keyboard.
Yeah. Yeah. Apparently, like Kate Shinoda has just been pushing house, and first of all, he has his own sound, which is like crazy, and he's been pushing house music so much that like someone somewhere was just like, dude, like house music is cool.
Well, there's a lot of that though, like a lot of artists try to get into EDM now because like that's where like the money's at apparently, and like the festivals are at, you know. Yeah.
You don't need a band. You don't really need like a professional studio.
Mm-hmm.
A laptop, and you get so many dudes. I think there's like producers that
like platinum off like a laptop beat.
Yeah. Definitely. And there's even like things now with like AI where like you could hum a beat and like it's
just auto-tune.
Yeah.
There's so many.
No, but there's the one where like, I don't know if you've seen this, but I got like a lot of TikTok ads where like you could like beatbox almost or like hum a tune and like it will like create like a loop for you.
Yeah, that I'm not surprised. That's probably like a filter.
Like, yeah, but isn't that insane? Like, isn't that crazy? Because like, I feel like the hardest part is like getting that idea from your head to like the Ableton timeline.
Yeah,
but if you could just hum it out.
Like, yeah. And like, well, I mean, that's like
pitches
that's
it right for you. You know,
that's one of the like that's a classic musician's move. Going back to Lil Nas X, man. What's that song he has that goes like do 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 for life? I think it's called Rodeo.
Okay.
And like there's a very symbolic melody throughout the whole thing. It's like da 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 da, and then it repeats. And I saw like I watched like a lot of like Genius Deconstructed. I don't know if you know what that is. It's
but they do like lyrics usually.
They do, yeah, but like, yeah, there's the Genius lyrics, but there's also the Deconstructed, it's called, and it's the producer.
Oh shit.
It's how the producer made the beat or how the song came to be.
Okay, sick.
And I think it was Lil Nas X doing that. And he was like, dude, I was just like in the studio, like whistling that. Like between two takes, he's like recording another song, and he's like, he just recorded in the mic. Mm-hmm. And then like someone was like, yo, let's just put that into auto-tune.
Yeah.
Now it sounds professional, and then just made a whole new song, and that song is huge. Like I think it's, I forget the name, but it's like for life. And I think that's the Rodeo song. I'm probably wrong. That like the baby hopped on.
Okay. I'll probably like overlay it on the.
No, he released it, and then he released a remix with the baby.
Okay.
I think it's Rodeo. Yeah. Yeah, man.
That's interesting too, because like sometimes like a lot of these like one hit wonders or like these random like songs that blow up, just the artist always says like it just came to them, like it's almost like something just like gave it to them,
yeah,
and they were just like that channel to like receive it, and then being a thing.
I think that's how the one for so I saw the Deconstructed for J. Cole's Workout, No Role Models, sorry, it's No Role Models, that song. And like the producer was just like, yeah. So I was like working on something else, and like he kind of got the melody, do 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 do, and he was like, he sampled birds in that song, bro, like actual birds chirping.
Oh shit!
And like, he's like, yeah, I was like done the studio. It was like 11 p.m. I was going home, and then he says he got into his car, and was just like, nah, man, I like something's telling me to go back. And he called his girl. He's like, I'm so sorry, I'm gonna be late, like you haven't seen me all day, but
yeah.
Stay at the studio again, I'm sorry, babe, no. And that's how he made like No Role Models.
It's like Jelly Roll too. Do you know what Jelly Roll is?
Jelly Roll,
he's like a chubby like country singer with like tattoos.
Jelly Roll, it's hilarious.
No. his song that blew up and basically put him on the map was a song that he was in like he like had a dream about, and then he like checked to see like if the song already existed.
That's hilarious.
And then he's like, there's no way this doesn't exist, because he thought he was just like recalling like a song that he already knew. And then it was crazy. He just like he's like, okay, this song doesn't exist, I'm gonna just make this song. And then even when he put it on his album, like he was in the like the description of the YouTube video, he's like, oh, I'm like thinking about adding this on my album, like I'm not sure yet. And that ended up being like that song that like fucking blew up.
It's like, yeah, insane. Man, you like, you never fucking know. I think Ice Spice was like that too. Ice Spice had been making music and like she didn't like Munch. And then
Ice Spice also like makes me think of the end of humanity sometimes.
Cause who?
Like, Ice Spice.
She makes you think of who?
The end of humanity.
The end of humanity. I do. Honestly, hot take, bro. Hot fucking take. I'm a 26-year-old man. I like Ice Spice way too much.
Really?
Okay. I love her music.
But like, it's just her live performance. Like, she recently did like, I think it was SNL. Was it SNL?
Yeah, I think, yeah, I saw the intro of her and Pete Davidson.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And like, it's just like her songs, they just didn't work in that like environment.
I mean, yeah, live performance, I think I've seen a couple videos, and like any like artist that like shakes their ass on stage to me is just like, cool, not for me. I'd rather see you like mosh pit or like, you know, jump in the crowd, backflip into the crowd, or something crazy. Yeah.
Hang off like the
yeah, bars. Like little Uzi. You know what he like? He did like Rolling Loud, and he climbed the entire like stage and like, jumped. Like iconic moment. I love shit like that.
Yeah.
But
I've seen videos of MGK doing shit like that too.
Yeah, MGK is wild too.
But like, yeah, what the fuck, bro? Like, you're still like so
MGK sad. Is a wild performer. Denzel Curry, crazy performer too. Mm. That's like my type of performance. No hate on the girlies, shaking booty, fucking do your thing, girl. Your body, your choice. Awesome. But
it's empowerment.
Definitely not like my favorite live performer, but bro, like her songs are so catchy, so really, and it's like for the youth, you know. I really appreciate
anyone. Very TikTok.
Yeah, very TikTok. Obviously, like she grew up. I blew up in like that era. But funny take on, I don't know if you heard about this, bro. And I think I saw it on TikTok. It was one of those, like those crazy little like someone went way too deep down a rabbit hole and then just filmed themselves talking about it.
Okay.
Ice Spice and Pop Smoke are like the same artist.
Oh, I think I've seen this.
But not
like there's a lot of those though.
Not in that sense the same artist. Like obviously Pop Smoke is like was a fucking gangster, RIP.
Yeah, yeah. Like it's the same voice,
but it's like the same flow. Like any Ice Spice bar, you can kind of like imagine it in Pop Smoke's voice, you know, like she a baddie, she's shaking her panty. Yeah. She's shaking like jelly. 100 bands of Chanel, but I'm still shaking ass in the like, you know, like it's like the same fucking flow. Maybe that's why, because I'm a huge Pop Smoke fan.
Yeah.
Love Pop.
Okay, that makes sense. Yeah. But there is a lot of that. There's a lot of female artists or like male artists that like kind of mimic the other.
And yeah, like on obviously like flow is flow, right? Like we all remember when X was XXXTentacion was like claiming that Drake stole his flow on KMT. Like he was like, it's the same flow as Look At Me.
Okay.
And obviously, yeah, like flow is flow, bro. Like if you're gonna bite someone's flow, just bite the fucking flow. Like we're at the point.
It comes down to like every idea is always like a recycled idea.
Yeah,
that already exists. Dude, so you can't own something like that.
If you really want to talk music industry, bro, there's no more original music being made, bro. It's all just so like, rare. Yeah, it's all just being resampled, reused,
broken down. Yeah,
like broken down, just like same out. Like it's so rare nowadays to have like an original. Completely A to Z produced authentic song.
Yeah,
it doesn't exist, bro. It's a unicorn, bro. It's so rare. It happens once in a while.
I mean, AI might solve that. Who knows?
AI is definitely not gonna solve that. But like, maybe like, what's his name?
Because I feel like we just exasperated. How do you say it?
Exasperate.
Exasperated all of like the ideas possible that like AI has to kind of take these ideas in and then recreate their own.
We're not there yet. But I did read about these. So like at some point, like these music guys, I think it was like in the, it's like people that worked with the Beatles, like way back. It was like in the 80s and 90s after, you know, the whole Beatles era. But, and they were like, dude, like how long until every melody possible has been composed?
Yeah.
And that was like a whole like, and like people were scared. They're like, oh shit, like, are we going to run out of like, music and melodies? Because there's like musically, I don't know how well versed you are musically, but like a scale is like 8 notes.
Mm-hmm. Right? Well, I was my high school drummer, but like I never knew how to read music. So I just kind of faked it the whole time.
But it's like just that's the word, like read music. Like there's only so many letters in the alphabet, right?
Yeah.
And there's only so many notes that really exist in Western music. Yeah, Eastern music have like, Asian music have like quarter tones. We use semitones.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
and
yeah.
I think in Indian music, they have like sitars where they have like.
Yeah, like my background, like growing up was like in Carnatical music, which is like a Hindu music.
Yeah.
And that has like way more notes.
Yeah, exactly. Because they kind of divide the tones.
Yeah, everything is basically, yeah.
Cut instead of 8, it's like probably like 30 or something. Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah, yeah. But yeah, like these guys, fuck, I wish I remember their names, were like kind of looking into that and they're like, yeah, like how long until we've composed every melody possible? Yeah, yeah, yeah. And so, and this recently, this, and I think they used AI, this one kind of like group, or I don't know who the fuck these people are, mm-hmm. but they kind of like used AI to compose like every, so like in B, I think it was in B scale.
Okay.
B scale is a scale that goes from B to B. And they kind of took every fucking melody possible. They had a computer generate every melody possible, which came out to like 20 million different melodies.
Yeah.
And then they, so they composed it. So it's theirs. And then they put it in the public domain.
Oh shit.
And they're like, now anyone can use it.
It's already like kind of composed.
Yeah.
And so they kind of solving that issue, but at the same time, kind of like being like, hey, like one day, heads up.
It's already happening now, though. Like, there's like, there's a lot of like artists are using AI generated beats as like a baseline.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, that's moving up. He made that fake Drake song.
Oh, that yeah, I was yeah.
I think I heard someone playing in the club once, and I was like, nah.
No way.
Come on, relax. People were vibing to it.
Yeah, it was. It's sick. It's a sick song.
Your crowd, yeah.
Exactly.
And I was just like,
that's where it's heading.
This is where we're at.
Yeah.
This is where it's
getting the world. Yeah. Like actors, artists, like everybody.
Yeah, man. It's a tough world to be creative.
Yeah, but if you like, have you ever seen Zeitgeist? No. So it's basically the concept of like how humans get to a point where like they don't have to do like actual manual labor anymore, and it frees us up to do more like creative tasks.
Yeah. I've heard of that.
And like now with the whole like creative economy and like people are talking about the shit, I feel like we're like at that point where like we're getting there right now. It's like kind of trippy, you know?
Yeah, but I mean, shit, I'm all about less manual labor.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you know, I'm like, about it, but like, yeah.
As long as we're like in the right place where shit's happening.
Yeah, exactly. Not, as long as you're not
taking
food off my table.
Yeah, yeah, like, exactly. As long as
you're not fucking up my bag too much.
Yeah, no, but I'm saying like location wise in the world, like as long as like you're in like a part of the world where like these technologies are being given to people and like we're like we have access to them versus like a place like somewhere else where like
As long as you know you can drink the water from the
sea. Exactly. Yeah, you don't want to be where people are getting eliminated by AI.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, you think that? Yeah, that must be a thing.
100%. You know how many like people that worked on AI have like came out on podcasts and been like, yo, like this is like a real problem.
Yeah.
Like we don't even like we can't even control what's happening anymore. Like it has its own mind now.
Yeah, that's scary. Yeah. I heard about this one story where like an AI. Oh no, but that was a hoax actually.
Okay.
That was a hoax, but.
But basically, like the information you're giving AI is whatever's out there on Google, right?
Yeah.
And if you look at social media. There's more negativity than positivity, just naturally. Just
in humanity.
Just like news wise, like it's clickbait, right? So like you're gonna read a fucked up headliner and want to read more about it. So like just naturally, we built a system where like the negative shit, just like has more attention. So like if AI has fed that information,
they're
only gonna work off of that and be like, okay, like this is like something that we don't need and this is what we need, and then like they're gonna like. If that's how it works, then we're fucked.
That's true. True. Yeah. Human bad.
Yeah, humans are retarded. Like
human is bad. Like eliminate humans.
Exactly.
Damn.
It's for efficiency, you know?
Yeah. But yeah, that's perfect example because this ended up being a hoax. This is not true. But for like a solid 6 hours, I thought it was true. Mm. Apparently it's completely false. It was a story about like an AI gone rogue and it killed like 18 people in Japan or something. Yeah, it was like an AI robot.
It had like a physical body.
Yeah, it had a physical body and it like killed 18.
It reminds me of those like Boston Dynamic dogs.
Yeah.
Have you seen the Black Mirror episode where it's like,
Dude, I love Black Mirror.
Yo, same. Have you seen Love, Death, Robots?
No. Is that a movie? Or?
It's like same kind of vibe as Black Mirror, but it's all animated. But it's like animated. Every single episode, it's like its own episode like Black Mirror. But every single episode is animated by like a different like team of animators.
What's it called?
Love, Death, Robots. It's on Netflix.
Love, Death, Robots.
Yeah.
Love that.
You got to watch it. My favorite episode is called Selsun Blue. I'll send it to you afterwards.
Yeah.
It's not even that long. It's like, I think it's like 15 minutes, that episode. And it's like, it's crazy. Like, it's like Black Mirror, basically, but like a cartoon version.
Dude, I love Black Mirror. Do you know why it's called Black Mirror?
Yeah, because of your phone screen?
Yeah, bro.
How do you know about that?
Dude, I got really into it. When it started coming out, I was just like watching a lot. I was talking about it a lot and someone just told me.
Okay, yeah. The way I found out about it is because like the Black Mirror creators were on a podcast and then they were like, that question was asked and I was like, no fucking way, that makes so much sense.
Yeah, like, but it wraps everything up and it's the same as we're talking about now. It's just a bunch of situations where technology like is like bad, right?
Yeah.
It's like being, or not necessarily technology, but it's mostly technology, but like society, you know, being just like evil and fucked up. And like that the latest episode I saw was when like, I don't know if you saw like the new season.
Yeah, I binged that shit.
That one, yeah, no, same. I didn't binge the last one, actually. It's the only one I didn't have time to binge.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the one where like this girl like signs like what's it called? Like the fine print, you know, terms of service.
She's like living her life.
Yeah, and she's like living her life and they're like,
Salma Hayek.
Exactly, yeah.
I haven't finished that episode yet, actually.
Dude, like I
passed out during that episode. Jane is awful. That's what it's called.
Yeah, exactly. Jade is off. Exactly that. It's the story.
Yo, my ex literally like changed her hair because of that fucking episode.
What?
her hair, like Talia's hairstyle.
Yeah.
I'm going to probably cut this out too. But like, have you noticed her hairstyle? Like it's from like that whole like character.
I don't know. I didn't know.
But it's like, that's where she got the inspiration
from. That's crazy. That's fucking... That's fucking hilarious.
Yeah,
but yeah, no, it's true. You were dating,
but but I passed out like during that episode. I remember.
That's wild.
And I haven't like watched it.
Like, I never pass out to like movies or TV shows. Like,
oh no, like for me, it depends. If it's like if I'm comfy watching it, I'm gonna pass out.
No, I'll like stop it and pass out. But I'm like,
if I'm sitting upright, I'm fine. But, like, if I'm like lying down, I'm gonna fucking pass out.
Yeah, on the couch,
too comfy.
Yeah, but yeah, no, fucking love Black Mirror.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy fucking stupid concept. So many scary things, bro.
No, but I'm excited, like, obviously it's, like, scary, but I'm excited to see, because, like, I feel like we're lucky enough to live in this time of, like, going from, like, no screens to, like, screens to, like, AI. Like that pivotal time of, like, going from, like, no, like, smartphones.
Yeah.
What year are you born?
I was 97.
Okay, I'm 95. So, same shit. So, like, you got to see, like, the no computer world and then, like, the computer world.
The one computer per family.
Yeah.
And then
the computer room.
The computer room that everyone fights over to, like, the first phone. But, like,
from, like laptops to, like, phones.
Yeah, to, like, the Motorola, you know. Like, my first phone was, like, a Motorola.
The Ericsson.
Yeah, I'm definitely feel blessed to be.
It's cool. Like, even though if everything's going to shit, like, it's just cool because, like, I feel like I'm at the coolest part of the game, you know?
Yeah, I think every human, in the 60s were like, yo, this is great. We got like color TV.
No, think about it. We're recreating like ourselves and like intelligence. And we could like communicate with people from the other side of the world and like see them on
on instant. Stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
Instant, yeah.
I feel like we're at that part where, like, you know how like movies predict the future, but like we're like living in that right now.
Yeah, but also at the same time, back to like the Middle East, we're also in this era where, like, unfortunately, as much as we love all this technology, I can FaceTime someone in China, you know, it's crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
But we're also in this era where, like, you know,
there's
countries in Africa that are still, it's like they're still killing people for being gay.
Yeah.
You know, and there's still so much like old mentality, like still.
But
so
it's
much
also
so
their
present.
Media too. Like, have you seen those movies? Like, they're editing.
No, I've seen a couple clips of like really fucking funny Indian movies that are crazy.
That too, yeah.
It's like, oh, actually, yeah, no, I've seen a couple
Bollywood
ones. In Africa,
but like,
yeah.
there's Bollywood and there's Kollywood, which is like the Nigerian or like the Haitian one.
Okay.
Where like it's very like sexual, so like it's basically this guy, it's this guy and this like he's like talking to this like woman and she's just getting possessed and she's like oh and then she starts like automatically just bending over and like that's like their everything is just based off of like
oh wow
that's why they're so homophobic as well.
Yeah,
all their media is just about like heterosexuality.
Yeah,
and it's so like it's like awkward to watch, but it's like fucking hilarious.
Yeah, and it's also like, yeah, it's also fucked up. You're probably like, damn, this is like someone's Netflix.
This is like their like media that they're consuming. Like, oh, this is like very like we see sci-fi and like movies that have like things that were like they're not like odd. It's just like sci-fi. Like you're aware that it's sci-fi, but like I feel like imagine growing up with like that's your media.
Yeah,
but, like
yeah, no, definitely, and yeah, it was. Yeah, it's fucked up, man. As much as, like, yeah we have all this crazy technology,
there's
some people in the world
exists.
Are still,
right,
like,
yeah.
fucking editing their shit on fucking God knows what. Like,
yeah.
even, dude, especially, people send me this shit all the time. Like I'm sure it's in Africa. It's because it's, like, a bunch of black people, like, standing on sand, you know? Mm-hmm. But it's, like, the craziest DJ setups that they come up with.
Oh,
and
yeah,
I
yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't even, like, and, like.
No, but sometimes, like, nothing's plugged in.
No, it's like I saw videos where it's like I can hear the music.
Okay,
I can
okay.
really tell that it's not edited. Music is being played.
Is it like where they grab the kids?
Yeah. That, well, first of all, yeah. That's like, yo, so many stop sending me that. People send me that shit every week. I'm like, guys, stop. I'm gonna
to
do
me,
it.
I remember just like okay, it reminded me of like just my week because I remember it was like Wednesday and I'm like, how the fuck is it already Wednesday? And I'm like, I felt like my week was just going by like that.
I get those weeks too, bro. I get those weeks too.
Like, just remember, like it being Sunday, and then like all of a sudden, like the week is about to be over. You know, like it's just
bro, I feel like that way, but about this year, man. Like, dude,
this year, yeah.
When we got
2023,
to like, when was like September 1st? I was like, where did my summer go?
Summer, yeah.
This summer,
but every summer, I always predict that I'm like, yo, summer's just started. I'm excited, but it's gonna go by mad quick.
Yeah.
But like this one was a lot faster, but I also feel like every year it gets faster. It's also like something with like us growing up. I feel like the older you get, the
you move faster, you move different, life
you're,
gets
you're
faster.
More busy, like shit's happening. Especially with like, if you have like a 9 to 5, like your weeks, like you don't have any recollection of it. It's just like Monday starts and then it's Friday.
Yeah.
And then Monday starts and then like 4 of those, it's a month. You know?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. 4 of those, it's a month.
Yeah.
Now, dude, same, man. Like I have my weeks, but like my week is like, usually like Thursday to Sunday.
Yeah.
And dude, especially when it's like the same kind of 3 bars that I have my residencies at.
Mm-hmm.
And like, dude, there was this 1 month this summer with Zach. I think it was like a month and a half. Every weekend I left town to go do a show somewhere.
Yeah.
And that month, bro, like that just disappeared. Just fucking, I can maybe like 3 cities we did. And we did it like, maybe.
But that probably just means you were more present because that means you were just living in like the now.
Yeah, I definitely try to always live in the
now.
Like, I had like there's some memorable experiences that I had that I can definitely like break down in detail. But like, there's like entire like there was like moments where I was like, "What city am I in? I really don't know."
I
genuinely do not know what city I'm in. Or like, we'd be driving for like 10 hours. Mm-hmm. We drove to.
You were just on the road like that. You guys didn't fly around. You just drove.
We flew. We drove.
Okay, it was like a mix.
If it was like. You know, it's
based on the logistics.
Based on the logistics, on the budget. I definitely say
so
we.
So does that mean like you're just in a car with Zach?
Yeah.
So okay, yeah. So you're connecting. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're like really having those deep conversations, those long rides.
Oh yeah, bro. Oh yeah, bro. Like the fucking the early mornings after the show, you have to drive back, dude. We did this 10-hour drive from Gaspé.
No shit.
From like the fucking absolute east coast of Quebec, like the most east. Well, not even the most east, but like. Where the St. Lawrence River becomes the ocean.
Oh, fuck. Okay.
We drove all the way back for 10 hours, just losing my fucking mind, bro. But yeah, definitely had some
I'm sure
talks.
You guys like, probably saw some like cool pit stops, I guess. And like, really got to understand Quebec.
The view was beautiful because you're on the water.
Mm.
I think I saw a whale. I'm not sure. No. I think I saw like a little bump coming out of the water.
Were you on acid?
No. Okay. I haven't done acid in years, man. Okay, I miss acid so much.
You miss it?
I love doing acid.
Really? Okay. That was the one thing I didn't really... I had like a chemical feel to it.
I think it's like my favorite drug besides like weed.
I would say shrooms are my favorite.
Shrooms? I just have a like a pretty weak stomach.
Yeah.
So sometimes I...
That makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah. And also it tastes like ass. I hate, like, it's weird, if I smell shrooms, I could dead ass throw up.
Yeah, it's so weird. I just, like, at one point, I just, like, started liking the taste of it. It's the longer you chew on it, like, the sweeter it gets.
Dude, I swear to God, I'm going to gag, bro. I swear to God, I'm gag, bro. Just the smell is throws me off so fucking much. Songs are made. A lot of times this happens, like, you buy a feature for, like, $1,000.
Yeah.
And then it just never gets released because the label shit. It happens all the time. Yo, Zach has, I have like 40 unreleased songs of Zach in my phone just because, like,
with like other artists or just
yeah. I mean, like this one with Lunas.
Oh shit.
Yeah, he did the song with Lunas.
What?
And it was
Lunas is sick.
I love Lunas. Yeah, dude, I met Lunas. We did a show together. Yeah, we did a show together. Yeah,
no way, bro. Have you seen his live set?
Which one?
The one where it starts off with like that Skype call.
No,
with the that was like the audio is horrible on the YouTube video, but like the whole set was fucking crazy. Like,
nah,
he like starts off with like a whole like cape, and like it's like a whole like.
Yeah, he does. He did have that thing. He did have like this era where he'd wear like crazy Batman outfit, and he would break dance on stage and shit.
I think it was it was around the time he like worked on that song with like Kanye too. I think he has a song with, he like worked on a beat with Kanye.
Yeah, he definitely has a song with Kanye that rings a bell.
Mm-hmm.
But
that's dope. Like, wait, how did you chill with Lunas?
So when we do shows with Zach, we kind of like, all right, this is gonna be the first song, second song.
Yeah.
And over and over, there was like this song that was just called Lunas because he had this song with Lunas, and like it was unnamed.
You just called.
So Lunas. We just and dead ass, bro. I swear to God, we have sheets of paper. I keep the sheets of paper sometimes, and just like number 7, Lunas. Number 8, start over. Like, yeah, this song with him, and Zach like would perform it, but it was never released. So he'd just be like, "Hey guys, I got an unreleased song for you." Like,
oh, cool, yeah.
And then eventually it dropped, but like after like 2 years maybe, like it was just sitting somewhere, like didn't perform it. And then Zach did his first headline show in Montreal at Studio Tidy in March of this year.
Mm-hmm.
And so because it was his first headline show, it was like a big deal. He brought on all his homies. So he brought on Saran. Shout out Saran, love you bro. Shout out Akira, love you bro. Shout out Zego Roses, love you bro. He brought in Spang Squire. He has a whole tape with High Classified.
Sick.
So High Class was there and Lunas was in town, so he was like, yeah bro, Lunas come out. And so the song that they did, like
Happen? So is Lunas kind of like hitting Zach up, or like is just kind of like,
I don't know. I know that HK reached out to Zach with a beat. And I found that out like this week because we did a show at Radio Canada.
Oh yeah. The pre-show, right?
Yeah. And like during the interview he just said that. I was like, oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I know, like I'm kind of tight with HK now ever since like they've been like they work together, so I work with them, so definition, you know, by association. I don't know how the Lunas thing happened.
I feel like as an artist, when you go into a city, you're gonna hit up like other artists.
Oh yeah, definitely. I try to do that every time. Yeah. That's like, I don't know if you,
same thing for me too.
On like, but like, I was gonna say like, people find it so annoying, and I think it's annoying as fuck. But whenever I get to a city and do like touchdown, like Toronto,
the story post.
The stories. That's basically me just being like, yo, I'm in the city. What's up? Like,
hit me up. Yeah, that's like a lazier way of like hitting up people that you remember.
It's the laziest way.
It
works.
Yeah,
it works.
You never know.
Crazy fucking story. This tattoo right here, man.
It's from a story post?
It's kind of, bro. So, like, we did a show in Trois-Rivières this summer. And same thing, I show up and I'm like, touchdown, Trois-Rivières, whatever. Yeah. And, like, a homie of mine, Yamato, love you, bro, from high school. And this guy is, like, very not social media. I didn't even know he had Instagram or Facebook. Like, he replies to it and he's like, yo, bro, I live in Trois-Rivières now. What's up? And I'm like, yeah, Matu, what the fuck? Hey, bro, what's good? Like, we used to smoke weed all the time. This guy super. And this guy was always doing, he's a crazy drawer.
Okay, like an artist?
Yeah, he's really good at drawing.
Yeah.
We do
like just sketches, like pencil,
graffiti, everything.
Oh shit!
Like,
okay.
Super talented guy that I knew in high school and like never really like connected with again. And he's like, "Yo, I live in Trois-Rivières. Like, let's hang out." I'm like, "Yeah, bro, mad down. I got a couple hours before the show. Let's chill. Where you at?" Trois-Rivières is a very small city. It's easy. And he's like, "Yo, I work at this tattoo shop. Come hang out." Mm. Like, yeah, for sure. So I pull up to the tattoo shop, and we're just chilling. And I'm like, "Yo, I want to see like your sketchbook, like your flashes. You know, every tattoo artist has like a book. They're like, book. I'm really good at tattooing this, whatever." So I look through it and I see this thing. And it's
that
like,
was a flash?
That was a flash, yeah. No and it's way. Like bolt cutters on camera. Yeah, yeah, like on going through the through a fence, and on the top it says In and Out.
Oh, that was the In and Out part was a part of the flash.
It was a part of it. Okay. And when I saw it, I was like, dude, this like because it reminded me of all the fuck shit we did. Because he was really a way better graffiti. We both did graffiti a bit.
Yeah.
And we do that. We take bolt cutters.
Yeah, you get into places.
We go to Vendôme Station, fucking cut through the fence, and then go and like bomb trains. Like hit like bomb trains. Sorry, fucking. That's what it's called. But like tag trains.
Bomb
trains. Bomb trains. That sounded
very. You look a little brown.
Very Middle Eastern conflict there. But and I would always say this. I'd be like, "Yo, guys, In and Out, 5 minutes." Because I was super stressed. Like they were super chill.
Yo,
was,
how do you not? How do you not?
I was a nervous kid.
I would be fucking.
I've had anxiety my entire life, so I was super. Yeah. I was like, "Yo, I don't want to get caught. I don't want to get arrested." It's like, "Yo, guys, In and Out, 4 minutes. We're back here. I don't give a fuck. I'm leaving without you." Mm-hmm. And I saw it in his sketchbook, and I was like, "Bro, you got time to do it right now?" He's like, "Yeah, I got no walk-ins, whatever." Yeah, like, So he just laid it down on me.
And like the memories of that was with him as well, right?
Exactly. Yeah, that's why it meant so much to me. Yeah, I was like, dude, this is actually like...
See, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, I feel like tattoos should like harness like a moment and like a memory, you know?
Always, I try to like put... I don't get like random tattoos.
Yeah.
I think I have one. It's like cowboy hat.
But no, even if it's a random tattoo though, like you remember the time you were getting the tattoo. Like I have like a stick and poke that my cousin did on me at a cottage when I was like wasted. You know what I mean? So
like, you know, Dammy had no tattoo me once.
Really? What do you do? It's gone.
You won't get it. That was like a smiley face at some point. We're just fucked up at my place. The mouth is gone.
Okay, yeah, you know, that's the thing about stick and poke too, is like fucking painful because you gotta go over and over and over.
He bought like a gun.
Oh, he had the actual gun.
Yeah,
oh shit.
Like a gun he got off
like
Amazon,
the Amazon, you know? Gun, the starter kit. Yeah,
we're just fucked up. Like, candy. I was like drinking beer at the same time. I was like, ah, and he like love you Diva, bro. He was like, not being nice with him, bro. I could feel the needles going to my flesh.
Yeah.
And I got like several tattoos. I was like, dude, it's not supposed to feel like that.
Yeah. He's like, no, chill, it's fine.
It's nice. He's like, shut up. And I was like, dude, put the gloves on. He's like, put the gloves on.
You don't trust me, bro. Fuck.
Trust you with my life, D. Love you, brother. But just to reiterate. I mean, touchdowns once in a while.
That's how it started. I lost that too. But yeah, I know that's the only reason why, like, I wouldn't, like, I don't know. I still don't do the whole touchdown post, but like for you, it makes sense because you're a DJ. So like, whatever.
Yeah. And I was trying to like DJ too, but like engineer, producer too. So
yeah.
Like,
just connect with people in Toronto. But like, I feel like me too. Cause like I have like connections in Toronto and in Ottawa, for example. Right. And like when you're in the city, you want to be as productive as possible. So like, you're like, fuck it. Just link up with me. We'll like figure something out.
Yeah. We try to hit a studio here and there.
And you have that relationship that you're building that when they come to Montreal, they're going to hit you up.
Exactly, Yeah, I always try to build up on those, especially with like brands. Brands is like the first...
Brands?
Brands, like the clothing brands, like fashion.
Oh,
brands.
Okay.
Yeah, like the first summer of the pandy.
Yeah.
I was, because like all the bars were closed and clubs were closed, I was just DJing for pop-ups at brands.
Mm.
I did like, dude, there's this one weekend, bro. It was stupid. I think I did like 9 shows in 4 days.
What? Like,
there's this one. Yeah. This one day.
4 days?
Yeah.
How? Like two shows a night?
Three. I did one day. I had three gigs. I didn't.
You're just kind of saying yes to everything because it's bandy.
Yeah. I was saying yes to everything. I was still at that point where I was saying yes to everything. Mm. I still honestly do say yes to like a lot of things. Like it's super easy to book me. But, this one day, bro, even Greg was following me around. He's like, dude, how the fuck do you do this? I did from like, I don't remember the hours, but I did the opening of Re-Up MTL.
Mm.
Re-up MTL. Shout out. I think his name is Daniel. Re-up MTL on Saint Denis. Hypest clothes in the city. And then I did the pop-up for Crisis. The brand doesn't exist, but shout out Charlie. Love you, brother. And then later that night.
There's like mad pop-ups that happen on Mojoyal too. There's
the Theos MTL, right?
Theos is right guys. There. Yeah.
So I was doing like just like mad brands. And I just kind of realized like, bro, I fucking love DJing pop-up shops because they just give me a bunch. I think they didn't pay me. They just paid me in merch.
That's dope. Yeah.
Yeah. Like Arrière Saison paid me in merch.
Yeah. And Sharp. It's a good merch too.
Yeah. Like it's local. It's Montreal. Exactly. So I'm supporting and like.
Yeah. And when you're DJing and you're wearing that, you're like repping it.
Oh yeah, dude. Know? Like Nick too. Yo, Yanis, bro. Shout out Nick too, bro. Mm-hmm. First guy to ever like give me merch for a show. I was DJing like at Blue Dog way back in the day.
Blue Dog, yo. Bro, everybody has that Blue Dog experience.
Dude, I was a resident there. Me and Greg, me and Nether were residents there for like a summer.
Oh, shit.
Right after Jambis was the resident. Yeah.
What days would you DJ?
Like whenever he fucking called us, bro.
Because Blue Dog is very like it's like a small venue, right?
Yeah.
But like it's, I feel like it was more targeted towards like people that are trying to create like their first show.
Yeah, definitely like a lot of people, like, any artist in Montreal, like, probably ends up
their first show is like at
first show Blue Dog, or at least like one of the first shows. It wasn't my first residency, but it was like one of my first ones.
Shit, I didn't even know like there was like residencies there.
It's weird. It's not like the ones I have now. It's not like fucking systematic. Of course, yeah. You know, like they hit you up like, hey, Saturday, are you free? You know, type shit. But like every week, so it's whatever it was. But yeah, man, shout out Blue Dog. But yeah, the brands was like a lot of fun, and that's what I try to connect with every time I get to a city, like because people sleep on that shit, bro. Like people that make brands, like there's so much fucking thought and process and art behind it.
Yeah.
That like, and it's like making music, honestly. It's like you have one vision, this one person. Yeah. By himself or maybe partner one or two partners.
And it's like it's still like it stands out from like everything else that's out there, so like there's still that potential of it like being like something that like now I feel like the whole one of a kind thing is like very useful, right?
Yeah,
like it's very like valuable. I mean,
yeah,
so people like are thrifting again, or like you have like a local Montreal brand, like I would want to wear that more than something else.
Yeah, I always try to wear like Montreal brands as much as I can. Like even
have you ever thought of creating like your own brand?
Oh my god, okay, yeah, you want to get into this, bro?
Yeah,
dude,
it sounds like you already have like a vision.
I have a couple ideas, but it's not gonna like it's gonna be as if it's gonna happen one day.
It's gonna have QR codes.
Me, Damiano, and Matt Chauvin, dickhead, love you, bro.
Yo, I was supposed to chill with Damiano and Matt when I was in Toronto, actually. They went to this rave, I was in the city at the same time.
Oh, yeah,
were you there?
I don't know when was
were this? You in Toronto like last weekend? Okay.
Nah, I've been to Toronto in like a couple of weeks.
Okay. Because he said I'm chilling with Matt Chauvin because he's from he's still in Montreal, but
Matt lives here.
Yeah.
So I don't know what he was doing in Toronto. Did he go to Toronto? Oh no, you're talking about Mateo. Mateo, big guy. Mateo Helguero. I'm name dropping right now. No shout out to Mateo. Bro. You're a fucking asshole. But
Go on.
There's two Matts. We have like two, me and Damiano, we have like a friend group, and there's two Mateos, Chauvin.
I feel like I met all of you guys during COVID when we chilled at Damiano's cousin's restaurant or like.
Yeah, that's where we met at. Yeah. Oh, fuck. He's going to kill me for not knowing.
It was in Pointe Claire Village, right?
Yeah. Fuck. I need to get this.
Natalino's?
Natalino's.
Is that what it's called?
Natalino's?
I don't know. Yeah, it's Natalino's. I guess that.
Yeah, let's just say it's Natalino's. But yeah, that's where we met, actually. But
Matt Chauvin was there.
Right? Yep. Yeah.
And was the other Matt?
And the other guy, Mateo, yeah. But like, they're both called Mateo, but for simpler reasons, Mateo Helguero, we call him Mateo, and Matt is.
Okay.
But yeah.
Deep cut,
yeah. But yeah, Matt. I think because Matt, he collabs with, he made this collab with What the Fuck Kev.
Okay.
He was like a kind of like a fun, let's say, Quebec influencer. He does like stupid, kind of like funny troll shit. I love his shit. Yeah, like he did this one merch collab and it flew off the shelf. Like he sold it all out. He made like a bunch of money.
From mainly like
a hoodie he designed.
From like a Quebec audience, maybe?
Yeah. Yeah. So okay. I don't know if you know that famous video. It's like a very Quebec video. Like a. It's like this like 60-year-old kind of like crackhead looking guy.
There's two. There's like the Showtime, and then there's the other girl.
It's a guy, and like the person filming is like, yo, what are you drinking? Caffeine speed. It's like a fucking iconic fucking meme. Okay. And so he just made like this video. It says caffeine speed, and like,
oh, see, okay, yeah. So it's like very specific to
extremely specific to like Quebec.
Yeah, yeah.
And it sold out
for sure.
And so I always tell Matt, like, I want to make this merch. I think it might be my, like, I don't have like DJ merch, DJ Apollo, there's no merch. But I think my merch is just gonna be like a fucking, like, I love those like offensive t-shirts. Like, I have this one t-shirt that I gave to Chang. Love you, Chang. Mm. And it says, it's like a black t-shirt, and all it says in white is like, sorry princess, I only date crack whores. It's my favorite t-shirt, and I gave it to him when I was really drunk.
I love,
like,
that.
Fuck, I kinda want it back.
No, that's a sick shirt. Cause like, then you don't have to go through the whole like approaching somebody and like having a conversation.
Oh, dude, I had like, so many girls come up to me and be like, I'm a crack whore.
Exactly. So you have, that's the other benefit of, you have the one side of it where like the girls are going to approach you anyways. And then the other side of it is like, if you were to approach somebody, they're not going to like be surprised by the way you're talking to
them. Yeah, exactly.
The shirt you have.
And I wear it at very specific events.
Yeah. You have to.
Yeah. Like when I brought DC Armilda to Montreal, when I booked him at apartment 200. I was like, dude, like, I want to go crazy tonight. I want you to be on your fucking craziest energy. I want everyone to fucking lose their minds. So I wore the shirt.
Yeah.
And it's funny, we were talking about TikTok earlier, but like, so I'm wearing the shirt, I'm DJing.
Yeah.
And this random girl I've never met comes up to me and says, like, hey, I really like your shirt. Can I take a picture with you? And I'm like, yeah, fine, for sure. So I just like kind of like stand next to her, make sure the shirt's like, and her friend takes a picture. I don't even know who took the picture. I didn't see them. She walks away, never spoke to her again. And like, I forgot about that moment. That was just 10 seconds in a DJ set. And then like, I think one or two months later, like in a week, like 10 people hit me up. They send me this TikTok and they're like, dude, that picture is on TikTok and it has like 4 million views. Shut the like, fuck up. I've been looking for it. I saved it somewhere.
But I'm sure you could easily find it.
Yeah, no, it's not that easy. I spent like a solid 10 minutes looking for it.
So,
but it's what happened is that like,
what's your recollection of the video when you watched it? What was it?
No, it wasn't a video. It's a, you know, TikTok sometimes just like a picture.
Oh, it's a carousel.
It's just a picture.
Was it a carousel or just
it's
a carousel?
One picture? You swipe.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
But what happened is that the brand that made them somehow got a hold of that picture and posted it on their page, and they pinned it, and it was the first picture of the fucking of the slide. And so people kept seeing it. And like within 1 week, like 20 people sent me that same picture. They're like, dude, you blew up on TikTok looking like a fucking ass. Like, dude, I like one fucking picture. That was it.
Wait, so that picture was posted as your like pin because of what? Because of the way?
I think it's just my face. I look so wasted on it. And I'm like, you could tell it's like a club, like there's like you get that we're sweaty, the girls like cross eyed,
very like on brand for them,
so exactly. And they like post it on their fucking page, but just to come back, like I want to make merch like that. I think I'm gonna make merch where it's like I'll make like 20 t-shirts,
no, but that makes sense because that's like with intention, because like you can't have like the typical merch company anymore, you have to have something like very specific, it's like either dependent on like a person. Or like on like an ideology or like a lifestyle.
And you know? The ideology and lifestyle that I want to portray in my merch is fuck the government. I want to have like a black shirt and white, and it just says Revenue Quebec or the Ops. That's it.
Yo, that's smart because it's very Quebec like specific.
Yeah, exactly. And
it's like the English market.
It's the English market.
Yeah.
It's relatable to like a lot of people that are my age that are like starting to like not get tax returns. I pay a lot of fucking taxes. Revenue Quebec, bro. We could do a whole new podcast about this shit.
Yo, that's so funny because like there's times in the podcast where I want to like mention like, oh, like how like what's your whole like tax situation? Because like
it's terrible, bro. It's terrible, bro. I think. Okay, yeah, let's break it down. Like
I still haven't like registered myself as like a.
I did it last. I was supposed to do it years ago because.
That's where I'm at right now, because I'm like starting to get to the point where like, okay, like I have to do this or else like it's gonna bite me in the ass.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I'm like, it's not like a you know when you get like parking tickets and those like reminder letters and you just keep like ignoring
them?
Yeah.
I think I owe like $4,000
in tickets.
And I'm never gonna pay that shit.
Yeah, and that's like, kind of, 'cause you could always just keep renewing your license. It's like they still let you renew your license.
Yeah. Yeah, so, and like it's not even like I got tickets from like shit I did on my bike, on a bicycle.
Yeah,
and it went down. I lost points on my license.
Like one of my recent tickets was so stupid, bro. Like the thing was called like B432. I paid for B423.
Oh, instead. Yeah.
And like it was so fucking annoying. That's, I'm like, yo, yeah, I'm gonna contest this because I'm like, contest I paid for it. A parking
if you got the receipt of the like
that's
the
it. Thing you so paid. I'm gonna be like, I paid for the parking ticket, but I also know like they're gonna be like, the facts are you didn't pay for the right
thing. Yeah. And you know, and that's why, bro, I'm gonna make merch that says, yo, fuck this fucking government. Exactly. Yo, Revenue Quebec, fuck them.
You know what you should do?
CRA,
You should like get a scan of the ticket and then imprint that onto the fucking merch.
Yeah, I don't even have the tickets anymore, bro. I dead ass. I see that shit, I toss it.
Yeah,
toss it. Especially STM, I'm gonna put you on some fucking sauce, bro. I used to jump the metro all the fucking time.
I still do that,
and I got caught a couple times.
Which stations are like Barrie? Like you're doing? Like
I did it once. Don't ever do it at Barrie because there's you can't.
Especially and
I,
during like festival season. You
can't. Exactly, and I fucked up. I fucked around and found out I got a ticket at Barrie by an undercover cop.
Usually there's like mad cops that already waiting.
No, like. she was like dressed like a normal person, and she comes up to me, she sees me jump it, and she whips out her badge. From like, it's like, hey, I'm a police officer. I just saw you jump. You're gonna get a ticket.
I'm like, hey, I'm a DJ.
I'm a DJ. Fuck off. But no, I took the ticket. But the thing about tickets in the STM is that jumping the STM, and doing, well, I mean, like, if you kill someone in the metro, obviously you go to jail, you know. But like, the jumping the like not paying you for your ticket, essentially, is not illegal.
Mm.
It's against the rules.
Yeah,
but it's not illegal. It's kind of like going to the movies to watch one movie, walking out, and then going into another going theater.
The next
one
after.
It's
like
they won't call the police for on that.
Yeah,
you'll never go to court.
It's like
for
if
that.
You pump gas and then you drive off. You know, like
well, no, that's theft.
No. But you know who's liable for that?
Who?
The gas station.
Really?
Yeah, and nobody knows this shit. This is really like.
Really? Is that not theft?
It is, but like so realistically, what happens is that you pump your gas and you drive off, right? Mm. And by the time they like they're not going to get a hold of the cops in time, blah blah blah, they have you on camera.
Yeah, they have your plate though,
if they have your plate. But there, if you notice, some of the gas stations you go to, they let you pump before paying in like certain spots, and like in certain spots they don't let you pump before paying.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
there's a reason for that, because like when you do that, the cop is not going to go through like a bunch of bullshit to like come find you or like come fine you, because for them, they have like more important shit to do. So automatically, you have like as the gas station owner, you're going to be like liable for that and just like use your insurance to like cover that.
Really?
I only know this because there's one time where I pumped gas, and like this is like when I was super, like I was like a teenager, like with my like first car, you know? And it was like at the time where like you're just like, you like you don't even know how much money you have on your debit.
You're just like you're crossing your fingers through it.
So like it's like before you could even get a credit card. So like I'm like paying for gas. I'm like, fuck, I can't pay for gas. So I go inside, I'm like, yo, like I like it was like I think it was like $10 of gas too. I'm like my car's not working right now. He's like, how do you not have money? I'm like, yeah, like I don't have money, but like I'm gonna like pay for the gas. Like I'm gonna call my friend. He likes his like I guess coworker. Like he's like, oh, stand in front of the door, and like it was very like rednecky. He's just like, oh, like he just stood in front of the door, and they're like, yeah, you can't leave. And I'm like, what do you think I'm gonna do? Like I'm just gonna. He's like, no, you don't understand. Like if you like drive off right now, like nobody's gonna give me this money. Like the cops don't give a fuck. Like I have to pay for this shit. And then that's when I looked into it, and it's like, yeah, they don't give a fuck. And even here, like my car got robbed into, and I have videos. So the scooter shop downstairs.
Yeah.
He gave me the, like, technically he's not supposed to.
Yeah,
like,
only police are supposed to.
You know, but like, he's like, you know, like, I'll give you the video. Nice. And then I timed it. So, like, I knew that then he went to like, the Kushtag, and then I knew exactly, like, it was like a 10 minute frame of like when he was there. So, you have like a clearer picture of his face. I give the cops all that information and give them like a full ass report.
And they still didn't care.
And then they're like, I get a chief calling me. He's like, oh, yeah, like, I saw like the email and like the information. Like, unfortunately, like, look, like, we're not going to look into this because, like, it's not, like, crazy, like, fraud. And I'm like, yeah, but he frauded my credit card. And he's like, yeah, but, like, for how much? I'm like, I don't know, like, $500. And he's like, yeah, like, that's not worth it for us. Like, we're not, like, realistic. I'm going to be realistic with you. Like, we don't care about any of this stuff.
$500? Was that really the amount?
Yeah, yeah. He, like, maxed my cards out, basically. Yeah.
That's enough to take someone to court, though.
I think it was like 800, actually.
That's way more than, because small claims court is 500,
right? I don't care, because like the credit card insurance covers it. Yeah, so like I didn't have to pay for shit. Like I didn't lose anything. Like, yeah. They just covered it automatically. But it was just funny to hear like the chief call and be like, yeah, like we're not going to look into this or like spend our resources towards this because like we have more important shit to do. I'm like, oh, like I know. I'm just like trying to let you guys know like there's people in the community like are like breaking into cars, which is like, which I get, whatever. Yeah. I was an idiot when I was younger too, you know. But it was also the video because my door was locked and he had this like weird key fob thing where he like unlocked it without the keys. So yeah. I'm like, okay, this is like some like high level shit that's going on.
Yeah.
So like, obviously I'm going to tell you guys about
it. Did he touch the car?
No. So like the video is like, he's like, I can show you it after. He's kind of just like there. Like he's like walking by a bunch of cars and then he like walks by my car and then like does like a double take. I think it's because of like my iPhone wire that was in it.
Yeah.
And then he like goes and like, he like looks around and he like walks up to the front and then he like puts his hand there for a bit and then he has this thing in his hand and then he just like unlocks it like very smooth. And then he like puts himself in there.
That
and,
might
like,
be the flipper. You know, you've seen those.
Exactly. Flipper, yeah. I've seen the ads for that shit.
Yeah. I don't know how it works, but
I don't know how it works, but I'm like, yo, this is like, how is this being like just marketed? You can just
buy that shit on
Amazon. You can just pay ads and like get it on people's Instagram feeds.
Yeah.
But yeah, then he like closes himself in the car and then people are walking by while he's like going through all my shit. And then yeah, like he like the whole process was like smooth. Like he did it like in a smooth way.
Didn't break a window or anything.
No, that's what I'm like happy that he didn't break anything. Yeah. He just like smoothly went in, smoothly went out. But like obviously when I went into my car in the morning, like everything was all fucked up and yeah. I was like, yo, what the fuck happened? But it's just annoying that like I know exactly what time frame he was at that Kushtal gas station and like where they have a camera that's like literally like yeah. right there. And like he probably bought like a bunch of gift cards or some shit. Like I already know the game, you know. But like it's just annoying that you can't like figure out who it is. Like at least if I know who it is, I'll be satisfied. Like I don't even want him to like give me money back or anything. Like I just want to know who it is.
Yeah.
Like if I run into him, I could just like fuck with him. You know?
Yeah. Yeah, I know that feeling, man.
Yeah.
Definitely know that feeling.
Like, I got. How did we even get into this topic of?
I don't know. We're talking about police, STM. Then before that was
STM.
Like,
yeah. The STM tickets.
Yeah.
You don't have to pay them.
You don't have to pay them.
Yeah.
You really don't. Even like fucking parking ticket. I don't think I've ever. I tried paying one once. I went to like La Mairie.
Fucking. You just pay it online though.
Yeah, no, I was stupid. It was like way back. And I just like showed up and I was just like, yo, fuck. Like, I was like, I was trying to spin the block, you know, like what's the address? Yeah, I'm trying to be there in person. Yeah, you know, be that Karen.
Yeah, we're trying to say something.
Right. And I pulled up and I'm like, hey, this is the address. I'm here to pay this ticket.
Yeah.
And the guy was just like, oh yeah, your ticket has been processed yet, so you can't pay it.
No, what the like, fuck? I was like, you're like, all right, I'd bless. Fuck you,
bro. Peace out. You'll never see it again.
Since then, you just never paid a ticket. Never paid a ticket.
I was like, this is so stupid. So fucking stupid.
You just never paid any ticket after because they're like, yo, apparently they're just processing my ticket right now.
No, we're talking about taxes, yeah.
Oh, yeah. As a freelancer. Yeah.
Freelancer, it's pretty bad, bro, because like, yeah, like.
Are you like a sole proprietorship? Like,
that's yeah, so DJ Polo is a business.
Yeah.
It's like a one employee.
So you named it your name. Yeah, you're like business name.
Actually, I didn't. I named it my Govy name.
Okay.
I don't know why.
Yeah. Sketch, bro. Sketch.
Yeah. I know businesses that are like, their name is officially like 008224.
Yeah, but no, online. But using your Govy name, there's a benefit in that.
Yeah, someone told
like
me.
There's like a sole. I think that's a part of the whole sole proprietorship thing. Like you're working for yourself.
Yeah, so yeah. DJ Polo is one business with one employee and one contractor. And it's my accountant.
Yeah.
Shout out to Simo.
Simo's my fucking. It's your boy too.
No, not really. Okay, okay. This is like the whitest thing I'm gonna say, like my dad referred me to his account.
Okay.
Because my dad is also in freelance.
Okay. Blessed. So you had that. Okay, yeah. Like I didn't have any of that. Like
yeah, guidance. No, shout out. Yeah. No, seriously, shout out to my dad. Like he really like he was not always supportive of like the first 3 years I was DJing, I didn't tell my parents. I was living at home with like my parents.
Same. When I dropped out, I didn't tell them. I was taking pictures all of a sudden.
Well no, they found out when I got kicked out. They found the letter.
Oh,
they went through my mail.
Oh, but they always do that. That's why you gotta move out.
It's illegal.
Yeah,
it's
it illegal. Is. But they don't give a fuck. They're like, yo, I own you. I created you. Like,
facts. I wasn't mad. I was just, I was like, damn. But yeah, no, my dad is into freelance and referred me to his accountant. Mm-hmm. And the guy is a fucking beast, man. Fucking helping me out. But the reason why I have so much hate for like CRA and Revenue Quebec is because, first of all, they make it extremely difficult for like to start a business in Quebec.
Yeah, you could only communicate in French now.
Yeah, that first of all, that's that, a, that's we can a have thing. A like I'll talk about dude. The fact that like all the like the ads now like on the side of the highway are in French, yeah, but then they like misuse the French. They say, "Ah, tu as mangé toute une." Like that's not a grammatically.
Oh really? I don't know enough French to know.
They
that.
Do like a but yeah they like they do like a bunch of like not real French. Like it's misspelled or it's like an slang? Expression. It's like a, yeah, it's slang.
But me is that like a marketing strategy?
Yeah, it's probably marketing okay. to make it more relatable. Yeah, but I'm like, yeah. Okay, so. We had English and French before, mm-hmm. and the government was like, "Yeah, no English, only like, French." But then the English smaller. But then they misspelled the French on purpose. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm like, and honestly, bro, I get offended when I'm like, "Dude, that's offensive."
Yeah, because then you're just like disrespecting the language,
and they do it to preserve the language, right?
Which is why it's a mindfuck. Like,
it's a mindfuck. They just fucking misspell
you, like,
it. Right
you want to be like labeled as like the redneck French, which is maybe yeah, what they're going for.
Yeah, know? And they just fucking yeah
owning it. Yeah,
yeah, and they just. Blatant, they put it in broad daylight on the side of the highway. Everyone drives by.
I didn't even notice that.
So, like next, like yeah, like next time you drive somewhere, like in Quebec, like mm-hmm. or any like ads, like you know, like because I remember I was working at warehouse, ZJ warehouse for a while, yeah.
And which one? The one on
all three. I did Crescent.
Have you ever done this one?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Yeah, that's the most redneck one, by the way. That's where all the motherfuckers from like Terrebonne drive. Yeah, yeah. Like, they drive like in their pickup trucks 2 hours just to go to warehouse on a Thursday.
It's because it's called Entrepôt.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. But one day I was working there, and this guy walks in from the government, and he just starts like, and I'm DJing, so I don't really hear what he's pointing, and the manager's like, point at shit. He's like that. And at the end of the shift, I'm like, yo, who, what the fuck was that? Yeah, I'm an inspector, I guess. Mm-hmm. But he was like, yeah, so that sign is in English. You have to take it down.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's the fucking inspector.
That says shooters, $4, yeah, take it down. Yeah, yeah. And that was like the beginning. This was like in 2018, 2019.
Mm-hmm. Or like the English is too big. Like you have to be
yeah, exactly. It has to be in French. And that's when it started. And I was like, oh, what the fuck? Like, okay, we're really in, like, we live in
a but you're still like kind that. Of in denial of it. You're like, ah, but like, there's no way they're going to be like that.
Like, I'm bilingual. I speak both. Like, my dead ass, my dad's French, my mom's Irish. So like, oh, okay, I was raised perfectly bilingual.
Yeah, yeah.
And I, like, for me, I don't care. Like, it's really whatever it is. But like, when, actually, no, I do care. Fuck that. I do care. I kind of do care when it's like, they're like taking away the English, replacing it with French, and then misspelling the French. To me, that's just...
Yeah, because it defeats the whole purpose of preserving the purpose. Language. Yeah.
And yeah, that's fucking stupid.
Yeah.
Hence one of my sources of hatred for the country, especially the revenue. Oh my God, the revenue Quebec, bro.
Yeah, like it's almost like they know that it's going to like not benefit their economy, but like they're so like tied down to this whole like...
Yeah, and they idea. Always... And like, I don't really watch the news that much, but... Like politicians are always like, yeah, like we want to stimulate the economy. We want to make sure people are better off financially, comfortable, can buy a house, raise kids, send them to school, good schools, all that shit. But then they like, as soon as you start a business, bro, it's so fucking hard to pay your taxes, get everything in regulation. Like, dude, I have one employee. It's me, bro. I'm by myself. Like, I do everything, and it's still such a fucking hassle. Like every April.
And there's no resources. Like there's you can't
very minimal.
It's not
resources.
Like in the States where you could just YouTube a video and where a guy just explains to you everything. Like you could YouTube a video on like how to be a freelancer with the Canadian like financial system, but not the Quebec system. Like there's no.
It's very content. Hard to yeah to be aware of everything.
No, but you can't like YouTube it. You know, like you know how like everything you just YouTube now, right? It's like for information.
I haven't YouTube something in a while, but yeah, I know what you mean.
Okay,
yeah,
yeah.
I know what you mean.
For me, it's just like, easier because like, you're just like listening to somebody explain shit.
Yeah.
At least before you look.
But I know what stuff. You mean. Yeah, I used to do that in school all the time.
Yeah. Before you like looking something up, you like I'd rather somebody like talk to me and explain something to me. You know what I mean?
And then you visual aid, click here. Click
like there. Okay, I know like where to go look for the right information. Yeah. Kind of thing. Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's super like. Not accessible in Quebec specifically, I feel. You looking for the charger down here?
Yeah. It's got the battery warning. Thank you, sir. How did you predict that I was looking for the battery?
I saw that charger like an hour ago and I was like, that laptop's gonna die pretty soon.
Yeah, yeah. I'm surprised that, like, it's lasted this long. But yeah, damn, bro. This is like, we're just fucking going. What time is it right now?
Dude, I can, it's at a bar. I can show up whenever.
Okay. Hold up.
It's for Italy's birthday. Happy birthday, Italy.
Her name is Italy.
No, her real name is Danielle, but I call her. She's Italian. You can come if you want.
Yeah, yo, bro. I mean, I have work in the morning, but like, I kind of have no plans right now.
And I'm it's in St. Henry.
Okay.
It's like a little track out, but it's like right next to my place, so I can just stumble.
It's just like an open.
It's in a bar.
Oh, it's at a bar. Okay, yeah. Okay. I mean, look, I'm always down to meet new people. And
it's up to you, bro. Burgundy Lion, man.
Oh, Burgundy Lion. What's up, Burgundy Lion? Yeah, yeah.
She works there, so.
Okay, okay.
It's going to be fun.
Oh, shit. Okay. We might have mutuals there then.
Oh, dude, during this summer, like this past year, I live like really close, really fucking close to Burgundy Lion.
Mm-hmm.
Not going to drop location. But
what's your postal code?
4-2. No. I went there like I think every week for like a month.
Oh shit.
And just became friends. I was walking to ACC, I was walking to work, and same thing, like as a tattoo, bumped into like a friend from high school, and we kind of crossed paths.
Yeah.
I was like, oh shit, how you doing? What's up? How you been? She's like, yeah, I work at Burgundy Lion now. And I was like, oh shit, that's dope.
Mm.
And I just like ended up going. I think at the time, it was at the time where I was doing that residency that ACC wasn't happy with. So I was working Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday.
Oh, shit.
So I only had two nights off, Tuesday and Wednesday.
Mm-hmm. That's your weekend.
It's my weekend. Yeah. I felt like a normal person. I was like, ooh, I got a 5-day week, two days off. And I don't know why. Like those 2 days, I would always end up at Burgundy Lion all the time. So I got to know the staff. The manager has this, well, ex-manager, he's gone now, but manager had the same name as me. And if you've ever worked in a bar, you know how annoying it is for the manager to have their name. Like it's the name that they hear their name like 20,000 times a night.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So his name was Adam. And so I'd walk up and be like, hey Adam, how you doing, Adam? How you doing? Doing fantastic. Adam, so happy to see you, Adam. Great. Adam.
He's a gas lady. Like,
fuck this guy, bro. Give him shots till he shuts up.
That's the strategy. So
he got
free shots at him.
No, he didn't even give me that many shots, but he was just like cool and like
I was saying it as a joke, like because you're like he's gonna give you shots to like shut you up.
No, I don't ask for free shots if I don't work there. Mm-hmm. If I'm DJing, paying for any alcohol. Yeah,
Then you're just like, yo, does anybody else want a shot?
Thursday was the CBC show.
Mm.
I think Friday
at the Milky Way, right?
Yeah, Friday I was at Milky Way.
Okay, yeah.
Or was it that?
Milky Way is when I saw you last, I think. But that was before this weekend. It was in this
show. Yeah, man. Super, super sorry, Joe, man. Jesus Christ, on Friday, dude. There's so many shots. I will take responsibility for a bit of them, but dude, we had like a bunch of people coming in. I had a group of friends from Picnic come in.
Okay.
And dude, they just got so many. Free shots, man.
That's awesome. That means they're gonna go back.
Yeah, bro. If ever you swing,
it's the long term. You got to look at the long term, like the investment. You know.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, it's a cool place. I had a good time last time. I'm gonna go back.
Yeah, and that's the way I see it. Whenever I have like cool customers, I try to like, because when you work in a bar, like you have bad customers and you have good customers.
Of course, yeah.
And you want strategies to keep the bad customers out and the good customers in.
Yeah.
All while making money.
Exactly. You know? So you just want the good vibes to like, you just want people to just have their good vibe there.
Yeah, exactly. Even like last night I had like a really good friend, not a good friend, like we're friends, okay? but a good regular come in and like, you know, the line was long. We figured something out. Mm-hmm. She didn't skip the entire line, but we figured something out.
Mm-hmm.
And she spends money, bro. So owner's happy. I'm happy.
Yeah, and she's happy to be there.
And she's happy to be there. She loves us. Well, I think I see her like once a week there.
There you go, yeah.
Shit. And at the end of the day, it's a business, right? We're trying to make money.
Capitalism.
Capitalism.
It's all about capitalism.
Pure fucking capitalism, bro.
I think we could tap out now.
You can wrap it up?
Because for me, it's like I just have the stress of like, like making sure everything is recording, losing anything, you know.
All right,
and I just want to like drink and smoke. So
let's get it. Let's fucking get it.
But yeah, respect for coming on, bro.
Low key is a vibe.
Appreciate it. Yeah, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you for having me, bro. First ever podcast.
DJ I think Paul. This is your first ever podcast.
First ever podcast. Yeah, bro. Tag me. I'll tag you.
Yeah, just tag it up.
Respect. Low key is a vibe.